Hey guys, this is Ginger from Ginger's Light, and welcome to What Ifs. So, episode 2, we're going to be talking about a transformation. Transformation in the sense of death and rebirth. We often say that people don't change. But is that true? I believe people change every day. I believe that people change because they want to change. When you're friends with somebody or you're with someone in a relationship or even yourself, you go through this, you know, spiritual journey, this newfound light that you're searching for, it often means that the old you has died. And it's not to say that you're gonna, you know, go and get into a car accident and die. It's not a literal thing. It's you have become someone new. You have turned over a new leaf. You have ended these toxic addictions, these toxic ways that you're thinking, these habits, these things that no longer serve you, and you're becoming someone better. Now, when it comes to these transformations, a lot of people have the thought that it's easy, and it's not. You know, everything is not always love and light, because what is love and light without darkness? What is love and light without your shadow side? In order to properly transform and to properly know you and become the best, highest version of you, you have to sit there and accept your shadow side. You can't say, oh, this doesn't exist, I don't like this. No, you have to sit with yourself. Sit with the deepest, darkest side of yourself, of your secrets, of everything that makes you cry, everything that doesn't make you feel good, and ask yourself why. And then you ask yourself, do I let it go? Do I let it go? Or do I learn to deal with this so I can become a better version of me? This life is not easy. This spiritual journey is not easy. It's not always love and light. So you have to decide, can you be alone with yourself? Can you sit with yourself? Can you know and be vulnerable with yourself so you can become the best version of you can be? I think that we change and we transform every single day. And to know someone long term, or to be with someone long term, or to be with yourself long term, you change every single day, and that's okay, because what resonates with you now and what resonated with you before will not always be the same, and that's okay. If someone hasn't told you, I'm going to tell you, that is okay. It's okay to drop friendships of 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Guess what? Because they're toxic and they don't resonate with your soul. That's okay. Let it go. You need to learn what is best for you, the person who is listening to this. What is best for you? Again, this transformation, this world that we're living in, we're going through a change, a rebirth. And that's okay. It takes time. And time is what we have. Even though a lot of people are not patient, time is all we have. So don't be so hard on yourself. You're doing the best that you can possibly do as long as you're trying. As long as you're trying, you're doing the best you can do, and that's okay. So with that being said, luz en progreso, and I share it to all of you guys. And just continue to keep living in your truth and stay on your path. And it is what it is.